Responsibility for the Liquor Traffic. Ellen G. White. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Calvary is the estimate that heaven has placed upon the human soul. God gave Jesus, the richest gift of heaven, to pay the ransom price for the human family. If the veil could be drawn aside and we could look into eternity, we should see that which would change our opinions and our actions. We should see the glory of Jesus Christ, who is in the high and holy place, surrounded by seraphim and cherubim, with angels and principalities waiting to do his bidding. We should see that there is no heavenly being indifferent to the joys and woes of any one of the human family. The angels of God are commissioned to go through the length and breadth of the earth to witness the struggle of every suffering mortal against evil and to lend to him divine aid. They look with wonder upon those who will follow the imagination of their own evil hearts, who do not wish to attain God in their knowledge and place little restraint upon themselves in their unrighteous business and social relations. Such persons give no special encouragement to virtue, no particular sanction to methods and institutions by which the poor might receive consolation and substantial help. Thus it is that many live and die. In view of what God has done for the world in giving his beloved Son and commissioning all the heavenly intelligences to minister to the human race, how does heaven look upon the work of injustice and cruelty that has been perpetrated by man against his fellow man, in originating and preserving the liquor traffic? Do those who are acting a leading part in making men drunkards realize that they will be held accountable for their deeds and for not having the mind that was in Christ Jesus? The world's Redeemer estimates the value of the human soul by the price which he has paid for it on Calvary. And no matter what may be the wealth, power, or position of a man in the sight of the world, no matter whether or not he has been permitted by the law of the land to sell poisonous drinks to his neighbor, he will be held accountable in the sight of heaven for degrading the soul that has been redeemed by Christ, and will be arraigned before the judgment for lowering a character that ought to have reflected the image of God to reflect the image of that which is below the brute creation. Those who deal in liquor and those who sustain the traffic are doing a greater work to perpetuate human woe than are men through any other business in the world. But Christians cannot use intoxicating liquors, nor connect themselves in the least degree with any business that leads to the degradation and downfall of humanity. The rumseller takes the same position as did Cain and says, "Am I my brother's keeper?" And God says to him, as he said to Cain, "The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground." Rumsellers will be held accountable for the wretchedness that has been brought into the homes of those who were weak in moral power, and who fall through temptation to drink. They will be charged with the misery, the suffering, the hopelessness brought into the world through the liquor traffic. They will have to answer for the woe and want of the mothers and children who have suffered for food and clothing and shelter, who have buried all hope and joy. He that has a care for the sparrow and notes its fall to the ground, who clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, will not pass by those who have been formed in his own image, purchased with his own blood, and pay no heed to their suffering cries. God cares for all this wickedness that perpetuates misery and crime. He charges it all up to those whose influence helps to open the door of temptation to the soul. Oh, how many pleasure lovers there are who spend their thousands to please and amuse themselves and to gratify their fancies, while the world is full of distress and poverty. The prophet thus describes their course: "Your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withholden good things from you. For among my people are found wicked men; they lay wait, as he that setteth snares. They set a trap, they catch men. As a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit. Therefore, they are become great and waxen rich. They are waxen fat, they shine, yea, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper, and the right of the needy do they not judge. Shall I not visit for these things, saith the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this?
How different is the action of the heavenly intelligences! The angels of God are in active communication with every part of the universe and work through a variety of channels for the blessing of every creature. Should the Lord Jesus anoint the eyes of fallen mortals and lay open to their inspection the mysteries of his providence, they would see that, although men have practiced injustice and cruelty, and have stirred up in their fellow men the worst passions of the human heart, although they have rejected and scoffed at the mercy of heaven, yet not for a moment has the divine benevolence ceased to flow earthward. In every age, under every circumstance, divine goodness has worked to press back from the hearts of men the misery and evil with which Satan has sought to overwhelm the world. The warnings and reproofs of the Word of God are fearfully applicable to the people of these last days, and every one will be judged by the light and privileges of the gospel.